Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets stumbled into the weekend, with fresh inflation fears sending both the dollar and treasury yields higher, and some renewed selling in the technology sector overshadowing what has been a solid March quarter corporate earnings season thus far. The Dow was down 202 points, or 0.8%. The broader S&P fell 0.9%, where 10 of the 11 primary sectors closed lower, led by consumer staples down 1.7% and technology down 1.4%. The Nasdaq lost 1.3%. Apple was down 4.1%, falling for a third straight day, with Morgan Stanley cutting their projections for iPhone shipments by 6 million for the current quarter per day after Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, Apple's main chip supplier, guided to current quarter sales approximately $1 billion below consensus analyst estimates. Apple is slated to post second quarter numbers on the 1st of May. Elsewhere, US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin revealed he is considering a visit to China in a move that could help defuse rising trade tensions between the world's two largest economies. For the week, the Dow rose 0.4%, the S&P 0.5%, and the Nasdaq 0.6%. On the US corporate earnings front, General Electric rose 3.9% after reporting adjusted quarterly earnings that topped Wall Street estimates, and the company reaffirmed their full-year guidance. Schlumberger fell 1.5% despite the oil giant posting better-than-expected adjusted first-quarter earnings, with the company's CEO flagging some supply challenges for the broader industry that may necessitate an increase in exploration and production spending. And finally, Skechers tumbled over 27% after the footwear group provided weak second-quarter guidance. 86 S&P 500 companies have reported March quarter results thus far, with 85% exceeding consensus expectations on earnings by an average of 7.1% and 67% topping forecasts on sales. For the week ahead, almost 200 companies representing 41% of the S&P 500's market capitalization are scheduled to report, including a number of high-profile technology names, including Google parent Alphabet tonight, Facebook on Wednesday, Amazon, Intel, and Microsoft on Thursday. Europe's main markets were mixed. Germany's DAX easing 0.2%, but settling with a weekly gain of 0.8%. France's CAC added 0.4%, extending its weekly rise to 1.8%. London's FTSE was up 0.5% to register its fourth consecutive weekly advance, up 1.4% last week, and its highest settlement in approximately 11 weeks. A weaker pound sterling, in part due to Bank of England Governor Mark Carney hosing down market expectations of a May interest rate hike, continued to help lift the UK equity market. Base metals were mixed, copper edging 0.1% higher to just over $3.17 a pound, and zinc up 0.3%. However, aluminium fell 0.6% after touching a 7-year high last Thursday, as traders pondered the impact of US sanctions on Russian producer Rusal. The metal still nonetheless rallied over 8% for the week. Nickel fell 1.6%, recovering from an earlier fall of approximately 3.4% as fears diminished that sanctions could be broadened to Russian nickel producer Nor Nickel. Benchmark spot iron ore fell $1.36 or 2% to $67.09 a metric tonne, snapping a three-session rally and handing back much of the previous session's rally. The weakness on spot markets mirrored similar moves in Chinese rebar and iron ore futures during last Friday's session. A stronger US dollar index and easing geopolitical tensions weighed on gold futures, which settled down $10.50 or 0.8% at $1,338.30 an ounce. North Korea's state-run media reported over the weekend that the state is suspending further nuclear tests. The development came ahead of both scheduled talks with South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Friday the 27th of April and a planned summit with US President Donald Trump in May or June. Benchmark oil contracts settled with modest gains, recovering from earlier falls sparked by President Trump flexing his thumb on Twitter and questioning the actions of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. WTI ticked 9 cents higher to $68.38 a barrel, Brent gaining 28 cents to $74.06 a barrel. The US bond market sell-off continued, US 10-year Treasury yields climbing to a fresh 2018 peak before closing 2.5 basis points higher at 2.95%, the highest settlement since January 2014. Fed fund futures markets are now pricing in a 38% chance of a total of 4 US rate hikes this year. That compares with just 24.5% back on April 11th. And the Aussie dollar is weaker, traders eyeing tomorrow's Australian March quarterly CPI inflation data, buying 76.73 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.